Hey, look at that. There's a new book in my Bible. Index. That's right. Revelation 3:8. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. This is to the church at Philadelphia. These are good portions of scriptures. It reminds me of a little faith the size of a mustard seed, right? If you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, you'll say to the mountain, be removed, and it'll be removed. It'll cast into the sea, right? Again, contrary to natural thinking, we believe we have to have lots. We believe it has to be grand. Right? You know what bothers me? When somebody doesn't get an answer to prayer right away, when somebody says to them, well, you don't have enough faith. Like, it happens, right? Well, you don't have enough faith. My Bible says that if I have the faith to ask, then I have the faith to receive. Matthew 7:7. Ask and you shall receive. So what is the faith of a mustard seed? It is enough faith to ask. If I have the faith to ask, I have the faith to receive. The problem with a lack of faith, a genuine lack of faith, it is not enough faith to ask. The person who lacks faith is the person who will not ask. The person who asks is the person who has faith. So, the notion that you don't have enough, you know, you haven't received because you don't have enough faith is a satanic lie. Perhaps God is saying when you have done the will of God, you have need of patience. That's demonic. That's what you call the doctrine of demons. Or these people who say you're not healed because you don't have faith. Like the Pharisees said to Jesus, it was the Pharisees, I believe, who has sinned, this man or his parents, that he is blind? And Jesus said, neither. This was done for the glory of God. They don't know the glory of God. They don't know the heart of God. They don't know the character of God. They certainly don't know the Word of God. People pick on these pet little peeves and they don't know doctrine. They take a verse out of context and try to apply it to the wrong situation. That makes me mad. Good verse, though. All it takes is a little bit. Now, that's why I say, like, it doesn't matter what your state is. It doesn't matter how bad you fail. You can fall flat on your face. Whatever you do, keep receiving. Whatever you do, just keep receiving. Right? People get into failure and then they run from church. Right? Where the Word of God is rich. Frankly, if the Word of God isn't rich, I'd run. But people get into failure during the church where the Word of God may be rich, and they fail and they bolt because somehow they feel like now that, you know, they're condemned, and now they have to like do something before they can return. That's exactly the wrong thing to do. I mean, exactly the wrong. There is a precision to error. That is a precise error. That is exactly the wrong thing to do. The exactly right thing to do is draw near to God. Get under the Word. Start receiving. Anyway, I knew a pastor. There was a couple in this church. They were living together out of wedlock. And you know, he was kind of like, should I say something? And God led him not to say anything. And then, you know, after a few months of receiving from him, the Holy Spirit simply convicted them through the Word of God. And they got right. They got married. They got right. You know, it's like, but they kept receiving. Had he said something to them, it would have been beyond their capacity. It would have blown them out of the water. They would have left. And it would have simply enhanced the failure. But simply receive. Like when you fail, just receive. Just come and receive. The natural mind has such a backward thought from the mind of Christ. If you fail, come and receive. That's what it says.